USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden gave a speech at a famous cathedral in Ireland to cap off his trip abroad.
When one other Irish Catholic president, only other one, John F. Kennedy, visited Ireland 60 years ago, you can clap for him, man. He was something else.
He spoke of relatives who have ties to the country and the fondness he feels towards the people of Ireland. Court documents in the case of murder tech executive Bob Lee are painting a picture of a possible motive. Apparently, a witness overheard an argument between suspect Nima Momeni and Lee. Documents detail a conversation between two men about whether or not Lee had an appropriate relationship with Momeni's sister, who's married. Lee is divorced. Allegedly, Momeni drove Lee to a secluded part of the city and stabbed him three times. Momeni appeared in court, will remain in jail without bail. We're excited about it. That's what Florida Lieutenant Governor Janet Nunes says about Florida's new abortion law that was signed by the governor last night.
We're going to stand on the side of life. We're going to support Florida families. We're going to have a voice for the unborn that has no voice currently.
Heartbeat Protection Act limits most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, with exception for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is at risk. But it won't take effect yet. That's because Florida's 15-week limit on abortions, which passed last year, is waiting to be heard by the state's Supreme Court. Wall Street is closing lower to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 143 points to 33,886. The S&P 500 lost 8 points to 41,37. The Nasdaq gave up 42 points to 12,123. An alligator in Central Florida is still on the loose after it bites a man's leg off. A 72-year-old's leg was amputated by the gator below his right knee. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say they have not captured the animal at this time. This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The city of Minneapolis will pay nearly $9 million to settle two lawsuits regarding the officer who murdered George Floyd in 2020. Both lawsuits stem from 2017 arrests, in which two people allege Officer Derek Chauvin held his knee against their necks, the same move he would later use to kill Floyd. A revised version of a bill aimed at limiting what teachers in South Carolina can say in classrooms is receiving more bipartisan support. The state Senate made changes to the proposed legislation this week, removing an amendment that would allow a parent to sue a teacher based on the content they teach. Tax day is coming up faster than we think. Skip Kelly has some valuable tips.
Tax expert Mark Stever with Jackson Hewitt says one big factor is the purchase of a home, which means you can deduct mortgage interest.
And then you kind of have to evaluate charity, medical, other deductions that you might have based on your situation.
The standard deduction for the 2022 tax year is just shy of $13,000 for single filers and those married filing separately. For those married filing jointly, it's nearly $26,000. But if it makes sense for your situation, he says itemizing may get you a bigger amount.
Washington Commanders owner Dan and Tanya Snyder have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell the franchise to a group led by Josh Harris, who also co-owns teams in the NBA and NHL. According to ESPN, the team is being purchased for a record price of just over $6 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.